For almost 2 years now, I have been writing about the birds that come by. I am fortunate to be able to observe various species and behaviors right where I live. I usually do have a camera ready should something of particular interest happen. I was thinking about this the other day as I observed an American goldfinch roll on the stem of the head of a coneflower on the deck. I usually leave the heads in place for the birds over the winter, but I cut a few larger hybrid ones to use in a flower arrangement. I inadvertently dropped this one on my way in. Although there is quite a swath of seed heads in the garden, this goldfinch claimed this one for its own and fiercely defended his proprietary rights against other curious goldfinches. It was really fun to take the moment to watch this unfold. It seems such a simple thing, yet it brought joy. I would have missed it entirely had I not looked out my window at that particular time. It was neat to see the personality of the bird come through and to wonder at its fierceness to protect the seed head when there were plenty more. He figured out standing on the stem helped stop it from rolling in the wind. It didn't keep it completely stationary, and he went for a ride a few times. While it is exciting to see a bird I have never seen before or to go out on the farm to see what comes by, it's these random quiet times of observation that appeal the most. Incidental observation gives time to be in the moment, to feel connected to something beyond oneself and to ignite wonder at the complexities of simple things. This feeling of being connected can bring both comfort and joy. It is this observation that prompts me to take photos, to share what I have observed, or record it for myself. There are times, though, where I wish I had just watched and not tried to take photos. It can remove me from just enjoying the intrinsic value of the moment. I believe my affinity with birds grew from a childhood experience that was greater in intensity than observing a goldfinch defend his find. One of my brothers and I were playing in the backyard that bordered on a small forest. We heard the frantic beating of wings and a flailing mourning dove whose feet were tangled in a vine. Its mate was nearby and also frantic. Patrick and I, at about 4 and 5 years old, although scared by the flailing bird, managed to release the hold the vine had on it. It was a wonderful, uplifting moment to see the dove fly up to its mate. It may have been what instilled in me the value of a bird, or any living entity, beyond something that was, just there. We could feel its stress and that of its mate, and we could feel their relief. There was a profound connection to something in quite a different life form from us. We felt part of something larger than ourselves. Some people may call it the web of life. It does not take such a dramatic event to feel that. Observing the goldfinch on the deck allowed that feeling of interconnectedness to be. In this season, may you find peace, comfort, and joy in the seemingly simple moments of life. I share experiences of bird visitors to this property with readers every couple of weeks. Until next time, keep your eye to the sky, and look for birds that may come by. Rosaline Egan is a freelance journalist, a storyteller, and a playwright. She blogs on her website rosywrites.com.